The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this directly from the business leaders and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
No desire to clean or detail every single one of those cars. Right. but I would love to see our product on the shelf of every car owner or in the trunk of every car owner.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Auto Detailing Podcast listeners, are you thinking about starting your very own mobile auto detailing business but don't know where to start, confused with all the information that you're getting online? I wish I had a resource like this when I first started my business way back when. I've created the Mobile Auto Detailing Academy, a bulletproof way to start up and grow your business and start making money. We leave all the confusion out of it and just give you the facts and what you need to grow and succeed in your very own mobile auto detailing business. Head on over to mobileautodetailingacademy.com. That's mobileautodetailingacademy.com and get started today. Welcome to episode 139, or part two, with Cameron Johnson of Drive Auto Appearance. If you guys want his full story, his full bio on how he got into the detailing industry, and one fun fact about your grandfather, or was that your father,
yes.
Cameron?
Your grandfather. My grandfather.
Which I'm not going to reveal that secret, but trust me, it's worth it. Go back to episode 136, listen to part one with Cameron. You will not be disappointed. But if you've already listened to part one and you've been waiting all week for part two, welcome back. And Cameron, we left all the listeners off. You said there was three different ways that you diversify your business. And we left off talking about how important it is to diversify your business. And the first one you talked about, just as a reminder, was incorporating different services into your detailing. So going from the basic, you know, car washes and waxes and stuff like that to headlight restorations and all that, correct?
Yes, you got it.
Cool.
That's on the head.
Was there anything you wanted to add to that?
No, that was, you know, it. You know, we talked a lot about the headlight restoration, oil removals, those selective services that that customers, you know, in the beginning may have not thought that you offered. And it was kind of a pleasant surprise to them. You know, as a detailer, we're kind of like bartenders, you know, or priests, you know what I mean? And as you're working, you know, you hear clients, you know, the clients will talk to you about all aspects of your life, of their lives. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, though, is that they kind of want you to be their go-to guy for all things automotive related.
Absolutely.
Figuring they say, hey, do you got a guy that does this? Hey, do you know somebody about bumper repair? Do you know somebody that does interior repair? You know somebody that does this and that does that? And that's how it kind of started with us, you know. Now, you know, we do a lot of the services that we offer, but then again, you know, just for the time and expertise type of thing, you know, we sub out some of those jobs. Like we sub out our wheel repair, mm-hmm. you know, our windshield repair, bumper repair and those type of things to other guys who may have, you know, years of experience in that area. And it just helps us save money. It's a pass-through cost, really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can mark it up and without having to touch the car in that manner, if you will, we can make extra money that way.
Such a smart idea, and I'm glad you brought mm-hmm. up that point, because that's exactly what I was thinking too, is once customers will trust you with detailing their car, they're inevitably and eventually going to say, hey, do you know anyone that does window tinting, or I got this dent right here, or my rim needs repaired right here, or whatever, and you know, if you can offer all those services and subbing them out, I think is the best way to do it. But I'm sure there's someone else that has it all in house or whatever. Clear Bras is another one I hear a lot.
Yes.
It's funny. A detailer I ran into one time at a detail supply shop, he actually took this to the whole next level, and he started doing like carpet cleaning and cement pressure washing, but he did it all, and I'm like, oh my gosh, dude, like, you're not just a detailer anymore. You're like an everything guy.
Right. And see, and that, you know, that aspect of the business is what I've been I don't know, I guess the term is close, but, you know, I try not to do that. You know, right. I try to make sure that everybody knows that I'm an expert, you know, detailer. I'm a master detailer. And while I'm familiar with, you know, all aspects of, you know, automotive repair, you know, I you know, I know how to fix a car, you know, to a certain extent. You know, I know how to get to a transmission. I know how to crack it open. I know how to do all those things. But by any way, am I saying, you know, that I replace your mechanic, you know, and a lot of times, you know, we have so many, I mean, we have guys that, you know, that over diversify, you know, into so many different areas that you get weak in. You're not strong in any of them.
Right. Good point. So let's.
That's going to be bad for your business as well.
Yeah, definitely. And we could do a whole nother episode on where that invisible line is. But let's get into the second part of how you diversify your personal business.
Sure. Well, okay. First, we talked about the services, right? And the second way is our product line, right? And we've developed and which is called Drive Auto Appearance, formerly the the High Def Detail System.
Okay.
So for 7 years we were known and named High Def Auto Detail, and like we talked about in part one, we changed our name to Drive Auto Appearance back in late 2014 when we moved to a new flagship location. But we branded our own a line of water smart and eco-friendly car care products, and it started off with the water smart products. So we had what we call our core four products of a waterless car wash, a wash and wax, waterless wash and wax, a tire shine, and an all-purpose cleaner. Okay. But our brand has exploded, to include every product that touches every part of the car. So, the whole core behind our products are that they're polymer based, and they're of course eco-friendly, meaning that they're free of silicones and fillers, and and they're all 100% biodegradable.
Wow.
So that's the other way that, we diversified our business. And just like, I think that we were just talking about offline, you knew someone that had, you had got a call to do something. I'm trying to remember what that was.
It was just a product company that wanted to come on the show.
Exactly. And so, they may have started a product line, which is great, there's a ton of us out there, and it's a lot of personal preference and that type of thing, but what made us different was that we were able to say, hey, we use our products in the real world every single day, our shop or our bays, were our proving ground or our kitchen, kitchen. Right. And so that led to a lot of, validation for our product line. And a lot of times, during the development of it, and even right now, when people came in, when customers came in and they saw, what their cars looked like after we got done working them, they instantly said, well, what did you do? And I was always there's no, I always tell people there's no magic in detailing. It's just, it's just hard work and technique. That's all it is. It's just labor, right? And, but there's a great, I think that the good products help you in your job a lot. It can make your job a whole lot easier and make your results better. Yep. And so, yeah, I freely share, you know, shared with them, you know, what we do. I mean, there's a lot of times, you know, guys or detailers will say, hey, well, I can't tell you this, or I can't show you what products I use, or, you know, or this and that, you know, and the reason why they do that is because they didn't want the customer to, you know, see the product that they use, and the customer will go out and buy it, you know, especially if it's over-the-counter stuff, you know, what they get at the Walmart and that type of thing.
I just tell people that, you know, something got invented and it's called the internet and there are no secrets.
There are none. There's zero. There's zero. And so it led to, you know, people being wowed by the service and, you know, and knowing the product that we do or use and it led to them, hey, can I get a bottle of that, you know, on my way out? Hey, I want to maintain my car. You know, what does that, you know, what does that entail of, right? And I get to that part of it in just a second. But, you know, that, you know, adding our product line really expanded us, expanded our business 2 to 3 times because I always say, you know, there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of cars here in the DFW or Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, right? And I have no desire to clean or detail every single one of those cars. Right. but I would love to see our product on the shelf of every car owner or in the trunk of every car owner, right? And so I get calls from, you know, all over from, you know, Europe and the Middle East and Canada, which we're kind of a big deal in Canada. We're getting there. But we have several
retailers.
Huh?
I know some people if you need help in Canada.
Okay, great. Well, we ship to Canada and all over North America. The only state that we haven't shipped to in our 5 years of our developing our product line is Alaska. So if anybody in Alaska is, you know, listen to this podcast, please, you know, just be the first, you know, help us break that barrier.
There you go.
But yeah, and so the product line allowed us to go places that, you know, I could never go, right?
Right.
So, you know, to ship into Maine, to New Hampshire, I mean, those are great places, but I doubt that I would ever visit them, you know?
Right.
And so our brand, you know, just totally exploded, you know, by being able to go all over the United States, Canada, and Puerto Rico, and Virgin Islands, and Trinidad, and we sent some product to Mexico as well. So,
wow.
That's been amazing. That's how, you know, we were able to, that's probably how, you know, many of your listeners, if they have ever heard about us, that's probably how they heard about us, you know, through that. And we were really able to connect, you know, being a car enthusiast myself, I drive Corvette and, you know, and the performance Cadillacs as well. And I've been in cars, you know, my whole life. And so when I did shows, you know, people just like any other, you know, car detailer, you know, I always say our stories are, you know, similar.
Yeah.
Is that, hey, your car looks great, you know, and I'm saying, oh, well, thanks for asking. Here's how you do it.
That is so brilliant.
Right.
Let me break in real quick. Sorry to interrupt your story.
No.
But as you said, you're looking for someone in Alaska. I decided to look up my stats to see if we had any listeners in Alaska. Now, we're listened to in almost 40 different, 100, I have to double check that, over 100 countries. And we're listened to in every single state of the U.S., including Hawaii. We have downloads, multiple right. downloads in every single state except for Alaska. I'm sorry. we have zero downloads in Alaska. So hey, I'm sorry.
There's got to be a 6 degrees between you and me or somebody in Alaska, yeah, man.
If you know someone in Alaska, let us know. Zero. I'm telling you, every single state has multiple down, hundreds of some thousands of downloads per state, and zero in Alaska. Sorry to completely interrupt you, but
no, you're hilarious. Fine. You're fine. Hey, no. Tell Sarah Palin to get at me. Yeah. You can make it happen. Yeah. Let's make this thing happen.
Oh man. So continue on now that I threw you off your
track. Well, no, that's I was just saying that, you know, the product line has really been able to help us, you know, really get our name out there and expose. And I'm all about the experience. And so there's a little bit of the drive experience in every bottle, or a little bit of me or in that passion in every bottle. So in every product. So, you know, whether, you know, you bring your car in and you pay for us. to service your car, or you're a passionate enthusiast who wants to do it himself, or you're an auto detailer, you know, who's looking for a more innovative way to produce, you know, better results for your customers while acting in a environmentally friendly way, then, you know, that our products are for them, you know. And so that's number two. And then number three, which is really my favorite aspect of the business, is sharing my passion. And I'm able to share my passion with our training program and helping people, other prospective detailers and business owners, start their business, and, you know, helping auto enthusiasts, regular do-it-yourselfers, you know, share my passion and connect with them to, you know, learn how to detail their own cars. So we have our training seminars. We're actually doing one this weekend here in Dallas, and it's a free seminar where we do some, you know, basic detailing steps, demonstrations, and we'll talk about some of our new products that we have coming out, or that are, that just been released. And, you know, people can try them, you know. So if, you know, if you're hitting part two, may be, you know, after the seminar, but, you know, make sure that you go onto our website, drivinghighdefinition.com, and check, or check out our Facebook, for our event schedule. And, you know, and kind of, if you can, you know, come on out and join us and have fun. You know, it's for me, I've been presenting, you know, from my background in advertising for umpteen years, and I've always been a bit of a ham, you know.
Yeah.
When the microphone and the lights turn on, you know, that's when I really turn on, and I love talking about what I do with other people, you know. And
you should really start a podcast if you like to talk.
Can you tell? but see, the problem is I wouldn't be able to invite any guests.
Well, I tell guests that like to talk that one of two things will either happen. Either we get in a fight because we're both trying to get words in, or we just have a 4-hour long podcast. And
no, we're not doing that, bro. We're not doing that. I'm not taking up your show. I'm not.
You know, one thing I want to talk about just real quick was the fact of what you said about how your own product line allows you to get into these different avenues that you wouldn't normally be able to get to just being a detailer. And that's, oh God, I don't even know what I wanted to say about that, but it's just so awesome how just having, diversifying a little bit can open up so many other doors.
Right.
And you never know. Go ahead.
Jim, I was going to say that, you know, the product has really taking our business to another level, you know, and that has allowed us to, you know, move from our humble beginnings of you know, the shop that we were in before to, you know, what I call our flagship location, you know. And we not only do we sell our product, you know, retail it, you know, to directly to car enthusiasts, but like I said, we truly support the automotive or the auto detailing community, the professional community, with our products. And we have, I'm so excited, and they'll know who they are once, you know, they listen to this podcast, and they'll know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But we have people converting every day. Wow. Right. And that's special, you know, for, I don't talk about other, you know, brands, or, right, you know, don't disparage anybody or anything like that. But when, you know, you and I were talking about, you know, our stories a little bit earlier, you know, offline. Mm-hmm. And when you share your story, when people know where I came from and how our products were developed and what our brand stands for, then they want to be part of it, right? And so we have people who are joining our Drive Authorized Drive Detailing Network and our Authorized Drive Dealer Net Product Dealer Networks every day. And I just want to tell them that, you know, thank them, you know, personally, yeah, that for all their help and support and helping spread our movement, you know. And that's what it really is. You know, it's a movement when you know, we started our own car club that was based on the product Team High Def. And, you know, we're award winning. I mean, every one of our our team members, you know, has trophies because they use our product and they show how well our product works on every single car, on every single show.
And
right?
One thing we didn't really talk about was it's all waterless, right?
It's all eco-friendly, 100% biodegradable, water smart. Of course, you know, all products contain water,
right.
You know,
water smart,
waterless, but it lets you, you know, with our I call it our enthusiast grade products, with our Evo line of products, you know, you can clean, shine, and protect your car, you know, with anywhere between 4 and 8 ounces of water, right? Believe it or not, you know, we talked a little bit about this in the first video, which I'm not going to hammer home. You know, I'm not here to sell a product or anything like that.
Because,
I just want to share my story.
Like what you talked about. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I thought you were going somewhere else.
Yeah, no. It's like, you know, it's real, you know, and there's a lot of technology that has gone into the development of a product like this. You know, the industry has changed so much, you know, since the early, I'm not going to mention their names, you know, since the early development of similar products, and people can confidently, and you know, enthusiasts can confidently use our product without fear of damaging their car, you know, and I talk a lot about the environment, but we all know that it's about the car, right?
Let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest here. You know, I did a presentation here at the local Chamber of Commerce, which are in the city Plano, which our business is located. And I did a presentation there talking about, you know, eco-friendly detailing and the differences and everything like that. But, you know, in the end, I was like, hey, you know, it's great. You know, our products are 100% biodegradable, safe for the environment, you know, your family. They're, you know, allergen free and, you know, everything like that. But, hey, this is Texas, you know, and it's all about the looks, you know, and it's all about the capability. It's all about the performance, you know. If we were in California or Washington, you know, that maybe would be a bigger part of our, you know, our story. But, you know, I've always been a closet tree hugger and,
you know what, you know, DJ Patterson, he's in Oklahoma. He calls himself the hippie detailer.
Right. I've heard of him. Uh huh.
Yeah. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the way, you know, our product has been able to, you know, afford us to get into different places that we weren't, you know, even like, you know, you were talking about earlier, you know, you tested the waters with some, you know, waterless detailing products because it was a requirement for you to work on site at a particular office park, office building, right? Yep. And it's the same way here. Texas is becoming extremely well. You know, we've gotten 3 weeks of rain and snow and ice, so that's really helped our lakes. From this, I just heard this morning that our lake levels are increasing, but we are still in a drought, and we've been in a drought for 6 years.
Us too, in California.
Years.
Yep.
And our water restrictions are, you know, you can't wash in the city. This is incredible. This is one of the reasons why we. Why we moved to our location to where we did. But in the city of Plano, you can get fined for washing your car with water outside.
Yep. Us too in California could be big fines. I've heard of guys getting fines up to $10,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get fines for if you forget to turn your water sprinklers on, you know, like if you're on an even day and you know, and you get it, or if you're like, you know, they kind of relaxed it a little bit towards the end of the year where you could water 2 days a month. Before it was zero.
Wow.
And then they gave us a free day. A free day.
Like, yeah, my sprinklers were running for 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, you can water for free for a day.
Wow.
And so and you know, so the city that we're in, you know, like I said, they are very eco-conscious and they really stress the environmental protection, you know, in our city. And so we consider the city that we're in, the city of Plano, is a partner of ours.
Yeah.
You know, like in our newsletter that we released today, you know, you probably saw that, you know, we were recently awarded green business certification. And one of the reasons why, and we were the first automotive related business to achieve that, as well as the first auto detailing, is because we partner when we first moved to Plano, we partnered very closely with the city. We wanted them to know who we
so
were
smart.
And what we did, you know? And so get this, man. We have the director, you know, I believe he was quoted in the newsletter and on the news release, the director there, Mr. Day, is a customer now. He buys our products and he details the ladies' cars at their office during his lunch break. He didn't even ask me to come over and say, hey, you know, come on by and search your product, you know, on our cars. He's out there on his lunch break, and because he loves doing it. He right. said, like the hippie detailer, you know, yep. our friend in Oklahoma.
Yep.
Yeah, like DJ. No, he literally is the hippie recycling coordinator director.
Wow.
Yeah, he's out there, you know, washing their cars.
Wow. And you know what point I want to bring up is you know, we talk about droughts and we talk about all these things, and the shift is going to a water smart, what did you call it? Water, I liked your term for it. Is it water?
Yes, water smart.
Water smart, okay. Mm-hmm. Water smart industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's undeniable, it's here, and it's, you know, it is, you got to get on the train if you want to be successful in the future. And the benefits of it, I got into a lot of issues with my local city for my runoff until mm-hmm. I've almost converted all the way to water smart. Actually, I have converted completely to water smart. But talking about the doors and the avenues that it can open up, you know, city vehicles, they don't have to take it to the car wash anymore.
That's right.
You know, and I'm going to start working on getting city vehicles to wash, but I kind of burnt a bridge with my local city, so we'll see how that works.
All the tickets that you got,
But actually, no tickets, just some letters.
Yeah, you got, it was literally an uphill battle, you know, for us as well, you know, because you know when you work in a city of our size, you know, not every office talks to one another,
right?
And so, quick story, I'll make this super fast. Okay. Our second week that we're inside of our new location, right? Mm-hmm. And we were in the back in the bay. And we were, you know, doing some, you know, working on still putting up some shelving and, you know, getting the place set up and that kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. And a white city truck pulls up, right? And on the side of it, it had, you know, the water inspection, right?
Oh.
Department. And so he pulls up and I was like, I wonder where he's going. And of course, he parks right in front of our shop.
He's like, I'm here.
Right. And he says, hey, I'm looking for, is this the detail car wash place? And I said, yeah. He says, well, I don't see your water reclamation system.
Right.
And I don't see, you know, your plumbing, you know, because you have to have drainage, your in-floor mm-hmm. drainage. Mm-hmm. I don't see, you know, this and that. And I said, hey, you know, well, we don't use water. Right. And he said, what are you talking about? I said, well, we don't use water. And he says, well, where's your water source at? I said, pointing to a sink over there. We do have a shop sink, right?
Right.
And I said, we have one in the bathroom, right? And he says, no, right? He's looking around for a pressure washer. He's
right.
looking around.
Where's
and
your
I'm
phone
looking,
getting?
I, like, I don't know if somebody called him on us or whatever. But and so he couldn't believe it, right? And so I said, this is a perfect opportunity to educate, right?
Yep.
And so I break out a bottle of our EvoWash product, and we had a car in the bay, and that wasn't due for a couple of days. So, but it was still dirty. We hadn't started on it yet. And I commenced to giving him a demonstration, and I show him just, you know, spritzing the product on the panel using a microfiber towel, a damp microfiber towel. You rub it in, and with the second microfiber towel, you wipe it off. And he says, I'll be damned. I'm telling you, that's his literal words. I'll be damned.
Wow.
And he says, okay, so does it work on glass? Did it on the glass. What about that wheel? Did it on the wheel. Don't you know that he left with two bottles? He bought two bottles of product. And he said, you know, this is crazy because I had came all fired up. I was going to write you guys a warning and, you know, and this and that because, you know, this is my route. And, you know, this is not zoned for, you know, water runoff and, you know, that type of thing, right? And I said, well, I don't think we're going to have a problem, will we? Right. And so lo and behold, okay, you know, he buys a product and, you know, he signs off on it. You know, he gives us our stamp of approval. And a couple of weeks later, we get another water guy comes in, and he says, "Yeah, so one of our guys came by and said that you guys are cleaning cars without water. I didn't believe it."
Wow.
And he left the bottle.
Wow. You know, and not only that, but think about not only are you helping the environment, and that's great, but think about the expense it would cost you to open up a shop and you know, the expense that some guys have spent with, okay, so you're going to have to put in a drain inside your new shop. So you're going to have to dig into the cement. And you're going to have to pull permits to do that. And then you're going to have inspections. And then you're going to have to get approvals. And that's going to delay you from being able to open up your shop, which now you're losing profits for that. All that is completely avoided by just being water smart.
That's exactly right. Now, and don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not against water. Right. And I'm not against detailers who use water.
Not at all.
But I would say, but do us all a favor and, you know, dispose of it, collect it properly, dispose of it. Just act responsibly.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Just act responsibly.
And if you don't want to do that, be water smart.
Be water smart. It's an option. And just like you said, it was for you. It was a process. Right.
Oh, yeah. I think for most guys, it's, you know, it was hard for me to wrap my head around, what do you mean I don't need my pressure washer anymore?
Right.
What do you mean? Like, yes, I do need that. What about if the car's dirty? What about, you know, and it's like,
yeah, we love dirty cars, man. Yeah. I love dirty cars. It just proves my point.
Exactly. So real quick, would you, it seems so, and I know it's not, but I'm asking this question being facetious. Would you recommend every detailer to start their own product company? Because it seems so great. Like, oh, the city employees come in, that, you know, they want to write me a ticket, but no, they're leaving with more product. A customer, not only are they getting their car detailed, but I'm selling them on a quick detail spray to maintain their car at home. Or, right. You know.
Okay, that's a great question. And I will simply put it this way.
Because I'm ready to start my own product line.
Start your own product line? As the late, great Whitney Houston would say, all hell to the gnaw. Don't do it. Hey, I mean, just like, there's a lot of great products out there already, you know, and this is not a plug for my business, you know, as I wink at you.
Yeah.
But
checks in the mail, right?
Yeah, you got it. But I would say that just by aligning yourself with the brand, right? That whether it be water smart or whatever, align yourself with a brand that embodies, you know, your principles. Okay. On how you view your business, on the results that you want to produce, and such. Right. And I get this question all the time, and I get guys that, you know, that consider our product but turn it down. You know, consider our product for a major use as a major part of their business, but turn it down because our prices are too high, right? And they may go with another brand that was really cheap or a lot more affordable, you know, for their budget, you know. And I'm fine with that. That's all good and that's all fine, you know. I mean, it's going to be about the personal preference. But I'm the kind of guy that says do what it takes to make your business better. Right. So starting your own product line. Here's in 10 seconds why I would say it's not for everybody, right? Because it's not just about, you know, finding a product that, you know, that you want to do. And it costs a lot to, you know, to manufacture. It costs a lot to brand it. It costs a lot to package it. It costs a lot for advertising. And it takes up a lot of time as well, right? The reason why I thought it was best for my brand is because I felt like I had an edge already from my past experience. Okay. And it's just like you and I talked a little bit offline. And I guess there should be a whole show about our offline conversations.
Yeah. Right. But, should recorded our offline.
Yes. Yeah. It's blooper reel or something. But, you know, it's that I felt like I had, you know, my previous experience was going to be a benefit in helping me grow that product line. Okay. Okay. Now, I have had tons of experience in doing other things other than detailing. Trust me, right? I've worked in advertising. I've been in the military. You know, I got a college degree. in marketing. I've worked at an insane asylum. I've worked at, you know, making cars. I've done a little bit of everything, right? And all those experiences have helped me, have shaped the business person that I am today and the man that I am today, right? But if you only know detailing, then I would probably say, that's tough, man. That's tough because, you know, you're only looking at it at it from the standpoint of how good it can, the technical aspect, if you will, or the end result, the end user, right? When there's so many different aspects that have to go into play before it actually, you know, gets onto somebody's car.
Right, right. There's so much back end work that goes into holding that bottle right. of whatever.
So get this. Just Google, or not Google, but just go on YouTube. Go on YouTube and put in auto detailing products, right? and you will get video after video of video of products you've never ever heard of. You know why? Because they don't have the budgets to make it go mainstream. They don't have the budget to make it pop. And right. so unless you have, you know, a considerable amount of money, or you know you're backed by somebody else, then it can be a very tough obstacle to overcome. So with for instance, with our program, right? Now I don't do private labeling. So if you wanted to start your own business and you say, hey, I want to have a product line that you know, that I want to take your product and put, you know, your name on it, I don't necessarily recommend doing that as well, right? Because you know, you have to figure out, man, I can get into how much the bottle, the what a bottle costs, what a cap costs, what a sprayer costs, what a label costs, what shipping costs, mm-hmm. right? What production timelines are, all that different kind of stuff, right? And then you may look at it at the end of the day and you say, okay, now how many people do I know that wants to buy my product? Okay, I got my mom, I got my auntie, and I got my cousin and them. And that's not going to be enough, you know, to sustain your run. So I'd say, why not? You know, I'm just throwing out another name. You know, I'm not going to throw out any other names. But if you like, you know, the company begins with an M.
It's all right. You could say McGuire's. It's cool.
You know, cool, right. Whatever, right? If you like them, right? And their products embody, you know, your business principles and the results that you want to try to offer your customers. Yep. Then, you know, establish a relationship with that distributor.
Right. Okay. Right. And okay.
And become their guy. You know what I mean?
Right. It's
like what we like to do is our detailers, right? Our authorized detailers and our authorized dealers. We help them to establish their markets. We help them to learn the product, learn how to sell the product, you know, most importantly learn how to use the product, yeah. learn how to, you know, share the product story and all that kind of stuff, right? That's what we help them to do. That helps them to be successful, right? Now, if you can get that type of, you know, support, you know, from one of the big brands, you know, that have a lot more resources, you know, than our company does, then I say, hey, you know, heck, I would do it. But the reason why I started mine is because I couldn't get that.
Right. Okay.
I couldn't get that over there. And so, I mean, I've been blessed, you know, to have some the knowledge and some resource to be able to, you know, do this type of thing.
Got it. Okay. So, if you want to start your own, it's best to partner with a brand that is already established, that has connections and contacts and all that.
Right.
That will allow you to private label your own product.
That's what I would recommend.
But even if you're going to do that, have the foreknowledge that it's going to be a process.
Yes.
But I guess it might be, it's still going to take a lot of money at the end of the day. I was going to say,
a lot of money is relative. You know, I mean, to some people, you know, $25,000, you know, is a lot of money, right. You know, and if you don't have it laying around in your bank account, then it's probably, you know, a lot of money,
raising
you
my
know,
hand over here.
But, or if you don't have credit access to that,
right.
You know, or business capital to get that, then say, hey, then, you know, then you just be smart about it, man. And I mean, it sometimes used to frustrate me to talk to guys, you know, because, man, I don't mean to get biblical again, right? Because if you, we were all biblical in part one, not to be biblical, but it's that, you know, God didn't bless, you know, every single one of the Israelites, you know, like he did Moses, right? The people of Israel, as he did Moses, he gave the vision to Moses,
right?
And then the people were to follow, right? And so I'm just saying that you can't, I mean, but inside that tribe, you still had, every single person had a dream. They had a dream for their lives, right? But, you know, they were underneath somebody else. You don't understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and so, it sometimes frustrated me when I, cause I talk to a lot of people and they want to be me. Right. And I'm like, and this is not, I do not mean this with any type of arrogance. Right, you know, you might have to edit that, you know, for it to be taken in the right context, but they want to be me and from the standpoint of everything that I, you know, that I have, or maybe they think that I have accomplished. Right. And I'm saying, no, you have to be you. You have to do the best that you can. Yeah. You have to be the best that you can, you know, you can be, right?
Be you.
Be you, man. Don't be me.
I totally agree. Hey, not to cut you off again, but what was the third way that you diversify was what again?
Sharing our passion. And that's okay. the training.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So training. Okay. So how did you, just real quick, how did you get into the training? Did you have people just asking you, you know,
yes.
So not only, so you started, just to recap, you start detailing, then you start your own product line. Now people are buying your product line and getting their cars detailed by you. And then inevitably it just kind of happens that people want to be trained by you to start their own company.
Here's where it really started. And I'm sure that, you know, every auto detailer, business owner will can testify to this fact that when you train people to work for you, right? you sometimes you want your business to be the best, so you want to hire the best people, right?
Right.
And when you hire the best people, you know, you want to hire a smart person, a go-getter, a person that that maybe that you can even, you know, build your business around, right? And when I first started, that's what I did, right? And I hired people and, you know, trained them, and then they would go off and start their own business.
Right, of course, because they see the success. It's kind of going back to what we just talked about.
Yeah.
They, in a sense, thought, well, I could do this.
Yep.
I could be Cameron Johnson of Drive Auto Appearance, just, you know, with the sub in their name.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. Exactly. And so, you know, that got to the point. So, well, I'm pretty good at coaching. I like to call it coaching. Right. And you know, mentoring people. But, you know, mentoring people who are passionate about what they do. Right. And I found that it got to a point where after the fourth guy that left and started their own business, and here I am, you know, high and dry. I was like, you know, that could make me not want to hire people anymore, or it could make me, you know, do a 180 and say, I'm gonna teach everybody.
Yeah, smart. There's two ways to look at it.
Right, right. I mean, like, it's like I could, you know, this is a gift, and it took me a little bit to understand what that gift was.
Sure.
But you know, it's like, hey, you know, if you want to start your own business, well, let's do it the right way. You know, I could help you. You know, let me help you, and so that's how it really began. And of course, you know, you have the customers, once they bought the product, right, they would know, okay, so now how do I use it to get the kind of results that you do?
Oh, right? Nice.
And so, you know, I don't, you know, like my wife says, you tell too much, you know, don't give away all the secrets, you know, but I would, you know, I just been doing it for so long, and to me it's not a secret, you know, but when you get
no
to your home, right, there are no secrets, right? But I mean, it's just more of a technique, you know, and so I started sharing the techniques with the consumers, and so it just led to the point where, you know, I can help you start your business, or I can help you maintain your car. And to sum it all up, Jay, it's like this: when we first started talking, we both agreed that learning to detail is more of a, you know, a labor slash system slash technique type of thing, you know.
Right.
Once you get those things in order, you know, knowing which products to use on, you know, on the right application, the right tools and everything like that, it's just a how-to session, you know. It's a you become a robot, you know, and typically, you, I mean, your results will become, you know, they'll systematic, you know, or where they're always the same, right? You'll always have a high quality of work, okay? Now, what I relish in is coaching the business aspect of it. What makes you a better business person than a detailer? Now, I quoted you a couple of names here, you know, in part one of if, you know, in a detail battle, and I'm pretty good. You know, I'm not going to, you know, say I'm average or anything, but I would consider myself a better detailer,
okay.
You know, an above average detailer.
You mean you're not a master level detailer?
Yeah, maybe, you know, but once again, you know how we are in this field.
Self-appointed.
Really, he's a master. But you know, I rattled off two or three names, right? But it was my goal to become a better business owner.
Yes.
You know, to be able to go into Dr. Pepper, you know, into Jaguar USA, where we did a deal with them, where we, you know, they brought us out for 2 weeks, and you know, we performed services for them for the launch of their F-Type, you know.
Wow.
And it's to go into these different corporations and be on their level,
right,
not talking about, hey, we're going to buff this out, we're going to polish that up and shine that real good, and you know, snapping your tail on the car. I'm like,
they'll be like, what?
Yeah, really? You know, see. You know, you're going to be stuck at the technician level, you know, and there's plenty of books, you know, that talk about, you know, turning the page, becoming from technician to, you know, a true entrepreneur. And everybody has to go through the technician phase. Everybody does.
Right.
It's a birthing process. Right. But that's what I really, really, really enjoy, is helping people say, hey, Cam, you know, man, I moved my average check up from $25 a car to $50 a car. Wow, that's huge. If you think about it, it's huge.
Doubled your revenue.
Right. Or they go for, man, I did my first $500 detail. That's what I'm talking about. You know, or I got invited, you know, by the Ferrari Club of North Texas to come do a detail demonstration. Dude, that is awesome.
Huge.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And to, okay, now, you know, the only thing that you have to do is, I call it checking traps. You know, you establish, you know, several different on-site locations you know, around town, and you go in and you got guys working for you, and all you simply doing is, you know, checking from your iPad, you know, every time that you get a transaction, cha-ching, cha-ching,
right.
or if it's slow, you know, going down there kicking some ass, you know, and shaking things up, you know, that type of thing. Now, that's a business owner.
Right. We need to have a whole nother episode on how to do that.
Right. I kick ass. I like to kick myself, but you well, get part out.
You've thrown together two back-to-back phenomenal interviews. You made my job easy. I'm just going to throw it out there.
I didn't let you talk.
You know, I just got to kick back and learn, and that was awesome. So as we wrap up this part two, give a plug for your product line, your company, if someone's in your area, how they can get their car detailed by you, how they can come and get trained by you. This is your time to kind of receive back from all the giving that you've been doing. So plug away.
Wow.
And you know, yeah.
First, man, I want to give you so many mad props. You know, I'm gonna take 30 seconds of my 60 seconds to give you props. You know, because
I'll give you an extra 30 seconds.
Number one, for what you're doing for the auto detailing community, you know, it's fabulous, man. You know, we talked a little bit about what your dream and what your goal was, you know, for this form of communication. And I truly believe that you're one of the pioneers that is going to help, they're using this technology to help take our business to another level, to make it more accessible, to make it more real to the customer. That's what it's really about, yeah. You know. And, you know, you're going to make, somehow, some way, you're going to make a difference in, you know, I know you're gonna make a difference in my business, but you're gonna make a difference in a lot more people's. Every 12,000 listeners that you have, you know, you're gonna make a difference in their business. And I hope that, you know, you continue to put on the type of people, and the entrepreneurs and the tastemakers and the developers and, you know, and all that kind of stuff who will maybe say things that defy conventional auto detailing, you know, auto detailing conventions. You know, but we need to shake this thing up.
We do.
We need to. There's so much. You know, I call it top down. You know, from the not against the system, right? But so many, you know, top down higher brands, and that just like we said, you know, that there's the internet. We let the internet drive the business instead of using the internet to our advantage to help drive our business.
Absolutely.
You feel me?
So,
you guys get out there, you know, I say, do your research, you know, find out what's the best way for you to operate your business, the best tools that you can buy, and the best, you know, resources out there and start employing them. And if I can help you guys in any kind of way, help you grow your business, with our training program or through our product line or our wisdom, you know, you can contact me. My personal email is Cameron@highdefdetail.com, or you can visit our website at driveinhighdefinition.com. And, you know, and always take a look at our work on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and every other social media.
And all of them.
Yeah.
Cameron, again, just thank you for just kind of telling us all your secrets and really just diving in and investing in all the listeners in their future and their career. And I appreciate all the kind words you said towards me, but you know, it's with the help of guests like you, who are not only willing to come on the show, but willing to, just spill the beans and willing to really help other guys out. And that is what's going to propel the industry forward, which in turn helps us as a business, you know?
Yep.
So again, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Man, many blessings continue for you, man.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com to read our full show notes, blog posts, updates, and even sign up for our newsletter so you can be the first to hear about the latest and greatest all things Auto Detailing Podcast. And don't forget, if you leave us a rating and review on iTunes, it'll help us reach other auto detailers just like you, and you may even get a shout out at the top of a future episode. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next episode.